It's a Monday in July. It's also a gorgeous time to visit Morpeth. Actually, it's always good to actually visit Morpeth. But when you can actually combine that with a visit to the UK headquarters of the fantastic PharmaNord company, well, it's even better. And we're delighted now to be able to speak to, from PharmaNord, the legend that is Rasmus Henriksen. How are you, Rasmus?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. Nice to meet you.
Well, exactly. Again, I mean, how can we... I mean, a year has passed since we last actually connected together, and I gather you still haven't seen the calendar that you feature in both June and July on.
I'm very disappointed not to have seen the calendar with my face on and the inspiration for you coming this month.
Absolutely. I say, I actually, at my office at the University of Lincoln, I have the Southside Broadcasting calendar just above my desk. And when we turn to June and July, I thought, oh, there we are, the PharmaNord shining down on me. It's high time we actually went there. There might be people who are listening to this who aren't familiar with Dennis the Chemist's fantastic weekly podcast that we provide. Also, the PharmaNord company is a brand which I would say is just really still one of the world's best kept secrets. But actually, in terms of the nutritional supplements, from the flagship product of coenzyme Q10, right the way through to selenium and zinc, right the way through to pycnogenol, right the way through to a whole range of efficacious products. As I say, this is one of those companies which, as one of my colleagues Ed Wellman actually said, you almost sense the health and enthusiasm and dynamism and good quality from the moment you step through the door.
We've had a fantastic year this year. You're familiar with the company for a long time now, Alex. But for those that aren't necessarily familiar with PharmaNord, we've decided to focus our energy on re-communicating what's important for PharmaNord this year, which is really helping people to understand the importance of essential nutrients. So not working so much with other areas of healthcare, but just focusing on the essential nutrients which are important for keeping the body healthy. Mm. The body is an amazing mechanism which can repair itself from most of its illnesses, so long as you give it the tools it needs. And that's what we've been focusing on communicating this year.
And three things that really emerge from that. First of all, we mentioned obviously the energy value of coenzyme Q10. We've also talked about sarcopenia with Dennis, that sort of, as he loves to refer to it, the sort of bingo wings that occasionally can manifest itself through lack of tautness, etc. And the fact that Dennis is in his mid-70s now and he still has a six-pack, which, again, he will sort of manifest itself. That's all part, again, of a good diet, a good healthy diet, which also brings us around to the third point, of course, coping with the challenges of obesity. And the Mackey-Barry aspect and the blood sugar control of glucosamine is also something, and together with biochromium, of course, is something else that can kind of impact on that.
That's right. It's not glucosamine.
You're quite right, exactly.
It's a product which is...
I'm just testing Rasmus.
It's a product called GlucoControl, which combines the chromium, which I think we talked about last time, with a Mackey-Barry, which helps to slow the absorption of sugar. We launched the product in October last year, following the huge success of chromium, which helps the body to metabolize sugar more effectively. But we saw that people were still eating too much sugar. And so with the Mackey-Barry, that slows how fast you absorb your sugar. And so you don't get the blood sugar spike. And so you're able to metabolize that sugar much more effectively now, so that people aren't getting those cravings. What we saw was a lot of people having problems with 11 o'clock in the morning cravings, 3 o'clock in the afternoon cravings, and they'd get that, what they call hangry, or what was the other one? Brain fuzz thing. And so that's a classic sign of people getting low blood sugar, and which is the beginning of a much more serious problem, which is now affecting one-third of UK adults are type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, which is a frightening statistic. When you think, they say there's a genetic predisposition to diabetes, and that's somewhere in the realm of 1 in 1,000 people who has a genetic predisposition, whereas 1 in 3 people are actually developing diabetes now in the UK, and it's all due to sugar intake.
And as we've said, one of the sort of things which is possibly the curse or the challenge of 21st century living is, yes, you get so much processed material that's put through there. Even a standard ice cream is just packed with whole tons of sugar. It's a bit like sort of the fizzy drinks industry, which sort of seems to exist to just pack in so much sugar into that. You know, the body cannot cope. Neither can a car cope if you were to put sugar in its petrol tank.
An interesting way of looking at sugar, because people say, well, I'll just stop eating so much sugar and then I'll be fine. But for all of us, I'm included in this, who've tried to do that, know how difficult. You can't just give up sugar. Interestingly, when you look at sugar as an addictive substance, it's more addictive than nicotine, it's more addictive than alcohol, it's even more addictive than cocaine.
It would be banned if it was just discovered today.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, it's carbohydrate, and carbohydrate is the most important nutrient in our diet. So we can't, it's like working in a bar where everyone smokes and trying to give up smoking. You're constantly addicted, so you can't give up. Plus, it gives you this dopamine response, that feel-good response in your brain when you eat sugar. It's kind of like giving yourself rocket fuel. We're all familiar with kids who bounce off the walls when they've had sugar at a birthday party. And our bodies become resistant to that. So it's really difficult. And it's not really fair to say to people, oh, well, just stop eating sugar, because you wouldn't say to somebody, oh, well, just stop smoking cigarettes and you'll be fine.
You can say it, but you might be punched after saying it.
And that's where I think people can use a helping hand, something that can help them to get through those cravings.
And that's certainly, I think, what I mentioned through. I mean, there are lots of other products, of course, that are around. But the three for me that do stand out are, as we mentioned, the biocontrol, the maki berry, the chromium, the coenzyme Q10, which again is a wonderful sort of energy source from that point of view. But I see also, again, just looking at some of the sort of aspects we got here, bio fish oil, very important. Bio garlic, of course, is also there. And in the light, of course, of the vitamin D challenges that we've been faced with and preventing rickets from re-emerging in the British culture, even that can actually be assisted by the kind of nutritional supplement you take.
Vitamin D has been very interesting. It's finally coming to light that there isn't a one recommended amount that suits all people in all nations. Vitamin D, as we know, we get from the sun. And so, you know, if we live in Africa or in the south of Spain and we work outside, then we'll get lots of vitamin D and our skin will adapt to that. In Northern Europe, it's now finally being recognized. I think last Thursday was the, you know, final recognition that in the UK, for example, we need vitamin D supplement every day of the year, not even just during the winter months. In the winter months, we need it more. But unless we're working outside and spending a lot of time outdoors, then we're just not getting enough vitamin D. And it's having really serious effects on people's health. And it's such a simple thing to resolve.
And also an awful lot easier than using sun lamps or other artificial means to actually sort of supposedly pump up your sun tonics in the winter.
That's right. And the sun lamps aren't, you know, they're very difficult to get the same results out of. But this is where it always comes back to the basics. Genius is the simple things. And vitamin D, if you don't get it through your skin, you need to get it in oil. That's why we get quite good amounts in fish, for example. And what we're seeing now is a lot of very cheap vitamin D supplements in powder and dry form. And that worries me quite a little bit, because that's not being absorbed by the body. So it's true that the tablet will have vitamin D in it. But if it doesn't get absorbed properly in the body, then we're wasting our money.
Which again comes back to the wonderful brand. It's like by royal appointment. I know we have Bent Henriksen OBE for services to the judicial industry. But one of the sort of key products with respect to Pharmanord is that you do care about the production. It's not simply a case of just throwing the least possible material together to ensure that it just passes muster. You know, what we get here for remarkably cost-effective amounts is really the good quality product that the body needs.
It's such an important detail in our industry. There's been some terrible misjustices, I would say, which we've seen, particularly in America, but also the same companies operate in the UK, because these companies aren't regulated by the authorities. This might be an interesting fallout from the Brexit discussion, because regulations are going to have to change, and that might be an opportunity for good quality companies to show their, or to stay on the market and try and clean up some of this poor quality on the market. But it's that research on making sure that not only they talk about bioavailability, how well does our body absorb a nutrient, but if we're going to take something that's got a physiological effect, is that going to be safe? Do we know that the thing that we're taking, has it got research on it to show it's safe? And then even if it gets absorbed and even if it's safe, is it actually effective for what you want it to do? So if you're taking Q10, which you talk about a lot, if you're taking Q10 for heart health, well, do I know that this form of Q10 is going to be safe with my heart medication? If I'm taking a beta blocker or a statin or whatever it might be, do I know that there's going to be any contraindication with this? What research is there? So that's where Pharmanord really put a lot of its effort. We don't have a very big product range, and it's not our ambition to be everything for everyone.
But you're not going to be selling car insurance in the years to come, then.
Though I hear it's quite profitable, but no. But our focus is to make sure that the things that we do, we keep delivering big research trials, which is what's giving the confidence to the consumer that it works.
We've had a few changes in terms of personnel, and we'll hopefully speak to a couple of the newbies on this particular slot, etc. But again, one of the messages that constantly comes across to us is again, just the whole excitement of actually working within the company. And there is still that buzz. I mean, you said it had been a good year. I know that yourself and Bent are keen supporters of Newcastle United. Do you think the prognosis is good for them next season as they sort of embark on a championship adventure?
It's an amazing opportunity for Newcastle this year. Now that we've got,
I mean, I'm thinking with your experience with Barcelona, surely Rafa Benitez should be in touch, you know, already or at least as soon as this podcast goes live.
He certainly should be. I think we've got some good advice to give him on his nutrition side, anyway. Yeah. But no, it's going to be a great year. I'm sure it's going to be a great year for the whole of the Northeast, I think, actually.
And indeed, as far as PharmaNord is concerned, a reminder, it, of course, is pharmanord.co.uk, the go-to site for all sorts of things. Before we actually wrap up, Rasmus, a few sort of selections that you've got in front of you there. Would you like to just sort of plug some of the other sort of products? I see the queen of minerals is Australian. Of course, we're talking about biomagnesium here.
Biomagnesium, so magnesium generally is one of the most important minerals that we tend to be deficient in. And magnesium works in lots of different pathways in the body, but the key areas where we see benefit is from stress. So stress can often provoke a use of magnesium from the body, and so we become deficient.
Actually, on that point, I have suggested it to some of our colleagues in Los Angeles as a way of possibly coping with migraines as well, and the whole migraine, that sort of tension, headache. I find magnesium in particular, biomagnesium, can actually sort of help with respect to that.
Helping reduce migraines because it helps to reduce the stress. Also for restless legs and people who get twitchy muscles, so people recovering from sport as well. But the most interesting area of research recently has been in calcium absorption. So actually we now don't recommend that most people take a calcium supplement. It tends to be the problem that our bones are leaking calcium into the bloodstream, and that's because we don't have enough magnesium and we don't have enough vitamin D. So getting a good magnesium supplement, which is why we use this combination of different types of magnesium, is
blended nutrition, a bit like blended learning, the way forward.
Well, that's right. You need to give the body the forms that it naturally identifies with, not come up with newfangled, complicated systems, but give it as close to how you would normally get it in your food so that the body will adapt it most effectively. And that's what we specialise in.
And, of course, the natural cholesterol balance that we see there, which is quite an interesting one that we're addressing, obviously. Cholesterol, it's not quite as sexy as it used to be a few years ago, but it's still important we keep those cholesterol levels low.
It's certainly important that we keep our cholesterol levels healthy. So we've, as you'll know from listening to Dennis, we've had a lot of work with Q10 and statins. And statins, which are the drugs which help reduce cholesterol, can also deplete our Q10 levels. So it's really important if we take a statin that we use Q10 to balance it. But we then had a lot of people ringing us and saying, well, I've been to see my doctor and he said, if I don't sort my cholesterol out soon, I'm going to have to start taking these cholesterol-lowering drugs. So on the back of this, we did some research and we've found that there's three really important substances, not just for lowering cholesterol, but for making sure we have healthy cholesterol, which I think is the important thing. And so we've developed this product, Statikinon, which both helps to bring our cholesterol into a healthy level, we'd say, and then helps to make sure that HDL-LDL balance, which is the good-bad cholesterol balance, is kept much more healthy. And that's the focus of that Statikinon product. It's been really popular.
And once again, you can go to the website pharmanord.co.uk. Alternatively, the free phone, I believe, still remains 0800 591 756.
That's right, that's right. And we're always happy to receive calls. We're one of these funny companies that just answer the phone. So there's always somebody there to answer
questions. No car insurance and no call waiting. Press button 123 and make a selection between 6 and 24.
That's right, that's right. We just want to try and offer good service. That's our only focus.
We're delighted as ever when we're doing our PharmaNord location reports in Morpeth to be able to have a few words with the legend that is
Anna Laura.
Anna, as always, a delight. So share with us, what magical things have you been involved with over the last 12 months here at PharmaNord?
Well, more recently, I've actually started a new project, which is really, really interesting. It's looking at training. So we're looking at training shops, not just in how to sell our products, but also a little bit in nutrition and what some of the conditions are where supplements can be particularly helpful. We are training also alternative practitioners, because you have nutritionists who know a lot about nutrition, they know about supplements, but then you have holistic therapies, you have homeopaths, so people who practice in different ways, but they would like to have a more holistic approach and understand about nutrition. And really, this came about because we realize how many products are on the market and how little understanding consumers have about the difference between the different brands. And so we initially focused on making sure that people understand the work that needs to go into making a good quality product, and the fact that there's actually no legislation that forces manufacturers of nutritional supplements to produce an effective product, because we fall under the food regulation. Yeah. So all we have to do is to make sure that a product is not going to kill anybody.
Which is obviously critical in terms of getting a general idea of that. And certainly I thought interesting. So you mentioned the word education, and it is education, because even after 9 or 10 years of promoting the Pharmanoid product and getting that message across, there are still folks that actually say, coenzyme Q10, what's it all about then? What's the difference between coenzyme Q10 and selenium? Why do you talk about selenium in soil levels? Why do we talk about bioquinone? What's the sort of connection? It is these kind of things which you still haven't quite permeated the consciousness. Maybe people, you know, choosing not to from that sort of point of view, but clearly that message about the good stuff that can actually really improve and impact is critical, not just from the point of view of the consumer's point of view, but also presumably from the retailers as well.
Of course. And to be honest, there's still very much a mentality of taking a pill that's going to act magically, be it a weight loss product or
a magic wand from Harry Potter would probably be sort of better to actually use for, really.
Wonderful, but I'm afraid we haven't got one yet.
It's certainly one of the things we've spoken about with Erasmus was the notion of blended nutrition and ensuring that in terms of the products that you actually take from that point of view, whether it's pycnogenol, whether it's selenium, whether it's a biofish oil and so on, those kind of areas can all in small amounts clearly impact again over a long-term period.
Yes, of course. And it's also important to realise the effect that all these different nutrients have together. So it's not just taking biofish oil, but as you mentioned before, if you take a Q10 together with selenium, you can cover different conditions in different ways.
So we know at the University of Lincoln there's a fairly extensive health environment there. There are lots of places, the Southside Broadcasting Course is based within the James Cook University Hospital on Teesside and so on. With health professionals, do they find, or do you find when you're getting the message across to them that they are listening, or that are they listening with one eye on basically their own stress levels and thinking, well, I haven't got time to go on a nutritional supplement sort of PC? I mean, are there the sort of challenges that you faced when dealing with professionals in the health industry?
Of course. There are some problems where we find that health professionals are listening more, and they tend to be problems where there isn't a real solution. So, for example, with omega-7, we are finding that it's being recommended by gynecologists, by nurses, by opticians, but off the record, so to speak. Yeah.
That's quite an interesting one, because when I had my eye check, I mentioned that one of the routines that I use as a matter of course is pycnogenol and stated evidence of how it could improve. And the response that I got from my optician was, yes, they're definitely sort of routines from that point of view. It wasn't an endorsement. It wasn't being polite, but it was almost as though there was a slight embarrassment of saying, well, yes, it does impact, but we don't really talk about it. You know, just keep it quiet.
I agree. That is very much the case. And we find that some of the more receptive people tend actually to be nurses because they're more pragmatic. So they find if a product works, they get feedback that it works, then they're happy to recommend it. But of course, it cannot be prescribed. So that is where sometimes patients get frustrated because they're saying, I'm taking a supplement, it's expensive, it works, why can I not get in on prescription?
Is this something which is peculiarly British? I don't want to get into any Brexit debates here, but I mean, are other countries in the world, I possibly include America and indeed Latin American countries, etc., are they more likely to actually sort of take on board the importance of nutritional health? And do we have a kind of reserve in Britain when it comes to what they see as, ooh, that strange Danish company Pharmanord?
I think so. Certainly, probiotics are routinely prescribed in Italy with a course of antibiotics. I remember that from my time there. You would be prescribed probiotics and vitamin B.
which again makes perfect sense and probably explains why Italy does so well consistently in terms of football competitions as opposed to England. But I won't go down that line. We've already spent too much time on that. Anna, as the thing proceeds, are we looking towards 2016, 2017 being more of the same, or more gradual sort of education, not necessarily by stealth, but actually spreading the Farm and Nord product and also the importance and efficaciousness of the product?
Yes, you need to do that. There's, despite all the work that's been done, I think it's important to keep going at it. You have new people coming along. There's also conflicting information. Sometimes you have the headlines in the newspapers, vitamin E kills. And then you read the article and there's nothing like that. But a lot of people will stop at the headline, won't bother reading the article, and the article is simply nonsense.
Hogwash, I think, is the phrase, basically, in so many ways. I'll use the term hogwash because, again, from a critical point of view, there are sort of issues where, from a scientific aspect, that some of the major scare stories that are put together oftentimes miss the point completely. Although recently, clearly, the issue with respect to the growth of rickets or the return of rickets to the environment and its connection with vitamin D is a good example of how, you know, people at least have acknowledged that, yes, there is a solution to this. There's no reason why in the second decade of the 21st century we should have a healthy civilization which is suffering from rickets.
And yet you can see how long it took actually acknowledge that we need to supplement with vitamin D.
It's the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, in case people are wondering about the recent French resort, of course.
Absolutely.
Moving on, what about your good self in terms of Farm and Nord? Because you've been with the company now for how long?
Longer than I can remember, about 15 years.
15 wonderful years. Italian years as well. And again, my sense is that the company continues to go from strength to strength. Are you still happy with the overall sort of buzz that you get with Farm and Nord?
Oh, yes, we are always quite proactive. I mean, we are now focusing on education and training, but we've also launched some unique products to the market, so we are quite innovative when it comes to bringing products to the UK.
And long may you continue to be so. A reminder, of course, the website once again remains farmandnord.co.uk and the free phone number 0800 591 756. Anna, as ever, a delight. We'll probably connect together either telephonically or certainly within the next 365 days.
Quite possible. Look forward to that.
Antonia Edwards has joined us. Antonia Edwards, of course, is the now legendary soul who's looking after public relations for Farm and Nord. And Antonia, it's wonderful to connect with your good self today. You've been with the company now for how long?
3 months now. It's flown by.
So as Bent Henriksen, OBE, has obviously mentioned, by now you'll have managed to get everything sorted out and your sort of understanding of the Farm and Nord brand will be up to speed.
Yes, but there's always something new to learn. It's fascinating research behind the products as well, which is always great to get your teeth into.
One of the aspects we've always shared with folk with respect to Farm and Nord, whether it be Bent, Rasmus, or indeed Anna, or any of the team who've actually worked from that perspective, is when you're working for the company, almost health is a byproduct. It is going to be a positive thing because it's such a wonderful job, particularly in public relations, where sometimes you can be in with a company that best within the world, the PR is challenging. With respect to Farm and Nord, in many ways, the product is so good, it's just a case of getting that message out there.
Definitely. I think we're really lucky in that the customers love our products, so we get quite a lot of people who are willing to be case studies, and we've got quite a lot of fascinating research behind our products. So I think that really helps us sell the product, and it's not just the scientific research, but I think hearing it from another person who may have had the same illness or the same condition, or I think that really helps push the product. Mm.
And have you started taking any of the product yourself? Are you a coenzyme Q10 gal?
I am. It's funny you ask. I take omega-7, I take Q10, and I use the Q10 toothpaste. Mm. Yeah.
And it is interesting because I, when I first connected with Bent, at the start of the 21st century, actually, so, I must admit, I was fairly sceptical, probably sort of adopting the same sort of line that an awful lot of folk who had heard various things about nutritional supplements were concerned. I cannot sing highly enough the praises of the quality of the product because it keeps you going. It does actually add that extra zip to your sort of overall life without necessarily sort of worrying about the byproducts, because there aren't any byproducts other than good health.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. My partner was taking vitamin C supplements before I started here, and they were a generic brand, a store brand, and they weren't working. So he stopped, and I started here, and I hadn't given it much thought until then, and I didn't take any products myself. And here, reading about the research and that it's made to pharmaceutical standards and understanding that that's not the case with all of the products, I thought was worth giving it a go. And to be honest, it really worked. I've even got him on the Q10. I think knowing that some of the products don't work or don't necessarily have the benefits I expected because of research or because they're not made to pharmaceutical standards, you don't necessarily know what's in them. I think that's what swayed me to take the Pharmalord products, is you've got that, you know that, you know what you're taking is safe, and it's, you know, it says what it does on the tin.
Absolutely. And again, the shocking facts that you find out from other companies, and you find out just how small the actual aspects that, or what they claim to put in and what is actually put into the products is astounding, really. I think that's something which we will continue to address and ensure that, you know, Pharmanord does set the gold standard by which all other products really need to be sorted out as well. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about your own background in public relations, because I know that my students at the University of Lincoln would be very critical of me if I didn't actually sort of raise the point about saying, so how did she reach this pinnacle of being head of public relations for Pharmanord?
I graduated Northumbria University with a degree in PR and communications, and I've sort of had a bit of a varied background actually. So I've worked for a public relations agency, I have worked for a web development agency, I spent a few years working for a branch of Northumberland County Council, our Homes for Northumberland.
Just not absolutely fabulous then. Perhaps not.
And just before I was here, I worked for Balfour Beatty for, it was almost two to three years in different roles, so I was in there internal sort of side of things, and then I moved into the media and PR team, which was very, very busy, and it was a totally different thing to Pharmanord. You know, they were great people, but here it's just really great to get your teeth. I honestly feel like every day I learn something new, whether it's, especially when I first started, you learn things about your body or what your body needs that maybe you didn't think before, and I think it's a really fascinating thing.
And certainly you've also got a fantastic location in Morpeth that even in the depths of winter, I think it's pretty good to actually come here. But in the summer, it's a wonderful leafy environment you've got here at Telford.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely. It's right next to the town centre, and I live about 10-15 minutes from here, right on the coast. It's perfect.
So looking ahead, any sort of sneak previews of things that you'd like to mention are coming up within Pharmanord? I mean, Rasmus has already talked about really focusing on the basics, the health education, the health aspects. We've spoken about that with Anna, of course. Is that going to be the theme that you take through as we head out of 2016 into 2017?
Yeah, I think so. I think educating people on sort of what their body needs, but also what sets our products apart, is really, really important. I think especially when you saw the Vitamin D article on the news the other day, I think it's really important to use those stories to educate people. And I think for me personally, it's raising brand awareness in terms of quality and research. And also, you know, the more feedback we get from customers, I'd like to use that more in the public relations as well.
And I have to ask the question, Anna, have you enjoyed the delights of a Dennis the Chemist lecture as yet? Have you sort of encountered Dennis?
I have met Dennis. I think he's fantastic. I said this to him every time I'm on the phone to Dennis. I take a page full of notes and I learn something new every time. Honestly, I spoke to him last week and I had an A4 page of notes taken from the phone call.
Well, you can catch that and more, of course, by simply playing back our podcasts on a Friday basis. So, Antonia, fantastic. Touch your voice with a good self. We will doubtless be in touch.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you.
And from Antonia Edwards, we move to the wonderful Sarah Chapman. Sarah, good to connect with your good self. Sarah, what's your official line or your official title within the Pharmanord organisation?
I am now the marketing executive of Pharmanord.
I see, critical. So actually, you are saving lives, to quote Dennis the Chemist. Without your sort of getting the message out there together with us and Southside Broadcasting, etc., people would not know about the wonderful product that Pharmanord actually have.
Well, that's it, exactly. We're trying to get the brand awareness out. There's obviously some new developments to some of the products now. Obviously, being new, I'm still picking that up. But no, we're just trying to get the message out there. We're also looking at relaunching some of the campaigns, redoing those. All the existing adverts we've used, we're looking to improve those. So we're putting quite a bit of work in at the moment.
There is a classic line, of course, that people don't actually know, they won't actually go, and they won't actually get the product there. And although we've been spending the best part of the last decade, really, actually working with Bent and Dennis and the team at Pharmanord, it is something which consistently we kind of keep having to get that message across, not only to retailers, but also to customers as well, who oftentimes are swayed by mass media in terms of thinking, we don't need nutritional supplements. Well, actually, we all do.
Definitely. Certainly last week when it was announced on the BBC about everyone needing vitamin D, We certainly noticed an influx in sales. It suddenly went absolutely bonkers online and both on the phone. Since then, we've obviously done a couple of campaigns, e-shots, that sort of thing, rejigged some of the adverts. Obviously, now the government are now recommending the new vitamin D requirements. We need to keep a push on that. Although, admittedly, this time of year, the sun's out, so it's not quite as much of a requirement as they're probably pushing, but it is a good idea to get the vitamin D into your system now, ready for the shorter months, less daylight, you know, less chance.
And vitamin D is for life, not just for Christmas, as we like to say.
Definitely.
The original sea buckthorn oil with Linda Lasardi. I'm just sort of interested in that little phrase that you brought along, the omega-7 package that's actually there from that point of view. Is that something that, again, you'll be working with Linda to sort of continue the brand? Because I know she's also a keen proponent of the Pharmanaud message.
Yes, it is. At the moment, what's actually happening is we're just relaunching the brand, because originally it just used to be omega-7, but now it's omega-7 SBA24. It's a unique formula that uses both the pulp and the actual berry itself.
And so, share with us your own particular background, how your life path brought you to Morpeth, because I suspect not a Newcastle accent or indeed Northumbrian accent, unless I'm way off base.
No, I'm actually originally from York.
Mum's have to come up here to civilise folk, obviously.
Yeah, something like that. No, Mum's Croatian, Dad's a true Yorkshireman. And I came up here in 2008, predominantly from a manufacturing background, and I've worked for various companies doing IT, marketing, graphic design, web design, and it's all sort of amalgamated into one here at Pharmanaud now.
So the pharmanaud.co.uk website is going to be basically managed by your good self in terms of the magical things we see manifesting on it as weeks proceed.
We've actually got a team that dedicated team to look after the website, but I do work with them, put recommendations out for mailers, that sort of thing, special offers. I work with them doing out the monthly mailers.
Tomorrow we're going to be at the York Maze for our annual sort of tour with obviously Tom Pearcey's fabulous work there. A fortnight ago we were at the Great Yorkshire Show in association obviously with Pharmanaud Nutritional Supplements. When did you first hear about the Pharmanaud company yourself?
It was actually through a recruitment company initially. I'd heard of the brand quite a long time ago, but it was something at the time. Nutrition wasn't big on my agenda. I was more bothered about playing my horses, that sort of thing. Whereas now, all of a sudden, I've had a couple of illnesses in the family. Typical medication isn't always the right way forward because it has quite some sort of adverse side effects. So I sort of started paying more attention to more of the natural side. And when the job opportunity came along, I thought, well, that's getting my interest going, and I'd certainly like to learn more.
As we said to Antonio, one of the aspects about being in either the marketing or indeed the PR side with respect to Pharmanaud is you really, on one level, it's a no-brainer because it's actually such a fantastic product. But on the other hand, you've still got that sort of astounding notion of so many people in the human race still actually haven't heard about what seems to be just so blindingly obvious, that you do need to continue to use good nutrition and good nutritional supplements in an environment where there's so much processed, prepackaged junk that sadly we all partake in.
I think in this day and age, everyone is so busy. They've got very busy, active lifestyles, and it's what can I deal with fast. They don't always think about supplementary diets, that sort of thing. They'd rather just grab the food and go. But I think slowly
you can grab the vitamin supplements from Pharmanaud and go a lot better than you could otherwise.
Hopefully, that would certainly help us.
It's part of that ongoing strategy and lines that we work through. You mentioned horses, though. I'm interested in terms of that, because obviously we also cover things like Royal Ascot. We cover the badminton Bramham horse trials and so on. Are we likely to see you as one of our celebrity location reporters at Bramham Badminton or indeed Burley in months to come?
Well, you never know. I do a bit of photography as well. So I've photographed at local equestrian centres as well, just helping them out with bits and pieces. Obviously having two horses myself, although I don't actively compete these days, it's more pleasure. Get away from the computer, change the scenery.
Exactly.
Out the fresh air.
And as people have actually recently said with respect to cycling, with respect to canoeing, with respect to horse riding, we British are very good at sitting down sports.
Oh, definitely.